That's the sound of freedom. Freedom from dirt, dust, dander, and depressing thoughts. A Tough Boy vacuum is more than a handy friend for cleanliness. It's a shining light in the inky black of everyday household oblivion. Say goodbye to worry at the atomic level with a new Tough Boy line of super suckers with Absorbotron technology from the fine folks at Terradyne. This manic marvel will keep your residence pod squeaky clean. Not a molecule out of place or a dust mote to blind you to the stark reality that the world you left behind is no more and your continued existence rests in the all-powerful hands of Father Potter. Don't wait. Get yours today. And take comfort in the brutal hum of contentment that only a Tough Boy vacuum can provide.
The following is a special presentation made possible by a grant from the fine folks at D'Artagnan Petrochemicals, where the future was yesterday.
I'm Victoria Collins, and this is American Doom. Episode 3, Potter's Boob Tube, the enigma of untitled whatever. Rumours of a cult-like atmosphere within the walls of Terradyne seem to have been confirmed by recent audio smuggled out of the clandestine company. But before I delve into that madness, I want to talk about the content played in this podcast. It all stems from the dystopian and technocratic nature of Terradyne's work and living environment. According to secret recordings made by an insider dubbed Sandman, along with cohorts assembled into a ragtag resistance movement, new employees and their families are forced to turn over all their worldly possessions during an initial orientation period. From the beginning, Potter strictly prohibited any information from getting in or out of the facility, and Terradyne was summarily locked down. But without entertainment, work efficiency suffered. The inhabitants of the monolithic desert headquarters became a joyless exercise in drudgery. Potter needed to find a solution.
Kenneth Potter, your fearless leader here. There's been a fair amount of bullshit going round about this so-called lady. Are you asking yourselves, will she pay me a visit? What is she singing? Listen, the lady is a myth. Everyone knows that. Whatever you hear is nonsense. Absolute bullshit. I don't want to hear another word about the lady. Got it?
Throw a bunch of them into the crop pit and see if they don't forget about the lady, quick smart. What do you mean we don't have a crop?
In 1995, yet another expansion of the Terradyne facility heralded the arrival of Applied Strategic Filmways, a full-service film and television studio outfitted with personnel and equipment from Hollywood studios, liquidated by the hedge fund churches that moved into entertainment spaces. Soon after, in-house radio station KDYN, Kdyne, began broadcasting to the employees on its own network, and original television programming appeared on the new monitors installed into every resident's pod. While the monitors were state-of-the-art, they lacked controls to turn them on or off. Employees were subjected to round-the-clock programming with respites at night during sleep hours. Most of the shows were crudely produced propaganda videos meant to inform the populace of protocol changes and special events. But during the evening hours, a block of narrative presentations started to appear, in addition to various odd one-offs. There was the Wrench McTaggart Mysteries, an irreverent comedy about a truck driver who moonlights as an amateur detective, a raucous talk show hosted by one Leslie Goldman, and the enigmatically named Untitled Whatever, the aforementioned enigmatic soap opera that defies description. Untitled Whatever premiered right after the Wrench McTaggart Mysteries. While Wrench was an immediate hit, Untitled left most viewers confused with some throwing furniture at the entertainment monitors. Oddly, no one seemed to know where the show came from. There is no official record of it being produced in the Applied Strategic Filmway studios. Even CEO Kenneth Potter III has expressed dismay at not only the show's content, but the question of exactly who is creating it. An internal investigation led nowhere. and yet the show continues to appear on monitors throughout Teradyne.
Disregard any and all sounds you may hear from the pool rooms, as localized testing has commenced. Teradyne thanks you for your patience.
La coruso della damnito iestu aberto. Teradyne postulas vian pazienzo.
Potter has ranted about a conspiracy of traitors during his What's Up Teradyne segments, but the culprits have yet to come forward or be discovered. Is the show being transmitted from outside the walls of Teradyne? Why does the Sandman sound suspiciously like the character of Elliot? Inhabitants are equally perplexed by KDYN and its poorly produced music. While public service announcements make up much of the programming, original music is becoming more popular as the content grows. According to leaked internal documents, the songs are written and sung by artistically inclined employees who use a single four-track cassette recorder that is passed from person to person. Several radio shows were created to feature the varied musical styles such as power pop, something called fail-safe lullabies, and a whole show dedicated to outsider artist Stanton Fleiss. Another mystery. As Fleiss has a small following in the alternative music world and is not known to have ever been a citizen employee of Teradyne, does he in fact have an as yet undiscovered connection to the highly secretive company?
G'day, guten Tag and bienvenue. We begin with another glorious season of entertainment for the thousands of brothers and sisters here at the Teradyne facility. Your contributions keep us all engaged and working efficiently. Look, I must say that Wrench McTaggart show is a real beauty, so keep back with a nice glass of Cab Sav or scud a few frothies while you enjoy this week's episode. You just might hear a familiar voice. And remember, here at Teradyne, your participation helps develop atomistic solutions for a better today. At least, that's what it says here. Righto, which one of you wankers wrote this? Jesus, I'm gonna crap the shits in a second.
La libertempo estis preprogrammita por la tuta venonta jaro. Via partopreno estas contentiga, sed gi povas facile esti plibonigita. Wrench McTaggart provisos moralan kaj etikan planon por vi, la fidela dungito. Ne tro indulgi en rigardo de directa amuso. Ebriigio kaj sekva malfruo ne estos toleritaj. Kaj memoru, ĉi tie ĉe Teradyne, via partopreno helpas disvolvi atavismaj solvoj por pli bona hodiaŭo.
Within weeks of KDYN's first broadcast, requests began to flood into suggestion boxes, but the demand was too high and a second four-track recorder was constructed. While the search for untitled whatever's creator, writers, cast and crew continues, bootleg tapes of Teradyne's shows have begun to spread through online communities outside of Teradyne. Wrench McTaggart fan clubs and even unauthorized merchandise have popped up at WrenchCon, a yearly celebration of the McTaggart universe. Is Potter aware of its popularity? Knowing how litigious he has been in the past, will he sacrifice his company's secrecy to get entangled in lawsuits? Fans are betting he won't. They hold candlelight vigils for Sandman to pray for his safety as Teradyne security closes in on the elusive rebel.
For today's edition of What's Up Teradyne, I have a letter here that reads, Dear Father Potter, when I arrived at Teradyne, I gave up my worldly possessions and was grateful to do so, as you provide my fellow brothers and sisters with everything we could possibly need. I don't want to sound ungrateful, but I really miss my music, especially my Robin Hitchcock records. Don't get me wrong, The music on K-Dine is wonderful, but listening to you and Oblivion made me so happy. I bet my work efficiency would double if I could just hear one of his songs. Could you put in a special request for me? Signed, your obedient pal, Lord of the Board. Well, Lord, to show just how benevolent I am, no matter what that traitor Sandman says, I've commissioned one of our musicians to fulfil your wish. Never let it be said that Kenneth Potter doesn't care deeply about the fine folks here at Pterodyne. Now, I've heard some grumbles that the music is too scratchy. One complaint alleges that it all sounds like it's recorded through a hearing aid lodged in a duck's arsehole. Oh, what's the deal with the sound quality? Who? Oh, I'm being told that it's a style of music called lo-fi. So, if it's good enough for Bob Pollard, it's good enough for you lot. Complainers can take a number and line up for static negation. There's no music in the outer dark, just a high-pitched scream that never stops, or so I've been told. Who the fuck is Bob Pollard? Ah, never mind. Played the bloody jingle already.
You'll never have the damn thing out, or meet the phone and kiss his neck. I'd like it more than you expect. And in my mind, the color red is written blood above your head tonight. When the time is right, you'll never have the damn thing out, or meet the queen and kiss her throat and ask her where she hangs her clothes. And in my mind, the color blue will never be as dark as you tonight. You'll never wash the damn things out, or meet the judge and kiss his face, and wonder where he keeps his wings. And in my mind, the color pink will do more damage than you think.
The Wrench McTaggart Mysteries is an Applied Strategic Filmways production. Tonight's episode, How's the Nightlife in Albuquerque? When last we left our hero, Wrench was taint-deep in yet another mystery. Just who the hell was trying to frame him for murder? And is his ex-wife back from the dead to exact revenge? Maybe the Drifter knows more than he's saying. Yet another mystery for Wrench McTaggart. Patriot first, interstate trucker second, amateur detective by calling. And these? Well, these are his adventures.
Caught a quick glimpse of the lady behind the wheel. Platinum blonde hair, boobs pushed up to her chin.
Let me guess. Mole over her lip, cold dead eyes like a shark, Lee Horsley neck tattoo.
That's right, though it looked more like DeForest Kelly.
Reminds me of someone.
Ex-wife.
Someone from my past.
Do tell.
It's a long, sorry story.
It's a long, sorry road we're on.
Ain't that the truth? Well, I'll have to start at the beginning.
Mind if I provide accompaniment?
Suit yourself. It all began in Monkey's Eyebrow, Kentucky.
Is that a real place?
Oh, you bet it is. My childhood home straddled the state line. I got squirted out on the Kentucky side. My twin brother on the Illinois side dropped when my mama went to the kitchen to get a beer. That some bitch never let me forget it. Bluegrass trash, he'd call me. Illinois has the fifth largest gross domestic product. Kentucky's only 28th. Well, if you hadn't been making fun of me, you would have seen that dump truck heading straight for you. Fuck you, Hammer. Who's laughing now? Who's laughing now?
What happened to your brother?
The driver said the setting sun blinded him. He had no idea my brother had run into the road. Just a horrible accident.
What? Pushed him.
That's terrible.
Mama never forgave me. She said since I come out of her first that I was the oldest and therefore he was my responsibility. That was the last time I spoke to my family. I ran away and joined a traveling carnival that same night. Been on the road ever since. Never looked back.
And that woman playing chicken?
If I'm gonna tell that story, I'm gonna need a stiff drink. How about you?
I could do with a cold one.
The Tiki Tiger's right down the road. I got some business there anyway.
The infamous Tiki Tiger. A den of debauchery strung with cheap Christmas lights. Redolent with the heady scent of cocoa butter, bare feet and sulfur, like a Union Carbide Company picnic. A dark hallway leads to cramped rooms, marked private, where a trucker can knock the dust off with a helping hand from a lady of the road. Wrench knows it all too well.
Aloha, gents. What'll it be?
Draft for me. Cheapest you got. Salty dog for Rudy.
And you, sir?
I'll do,
Our friendly neighborhood drifter scans the cocktail menu. Sunrise rum smash? Maybe a Monroeville Mall zombie cooler? Or perhaps...
Let me try the freaky tiki tavi with a 151 floater. Extra cherries, si vous plaît.
Coming right up, sir. Oh, shit. Pick the hardest one, why don't you?
So, you were saying you might know the woman who tried to kill us?
Ex-wife.
Yeah, Rudy. It's gotta be her. It just has to be.
One draft and one salty dog for the budgie. Still working on yours, sir, you know. We have a lovely selection of craft beers in the bottle. You sure you wouldn't like to try a pill?
You sold me on the cocktail.
Righto. Righto. I'm going to crack the shits in a second. Bloody tourists.
But it can't be her.
Who?
My wife.
Wife or ex-wife?
She disappeared 3 years ago. I had her declared dead this year. For a while, I was under suspicion of murder. But they had nothing.
Because you're smart?
Because I didn't do nothing. I come home one night after a particularly long haul and she was gone. Left all her stuff. Cops found that suspicious and questioned me for hours. Cut me loose after my lawyer raised holy hell. Detectives stopped hounding me when sightings of my wife were called in. Someone swears they saw her in a snuff film. She always wanted to be an actress.
Snuff film, huh?
Nah, I guess she was a gaffer and the camera caught her in a shot.
Here you go. One freaky tiki tavi with a 151 floater. Extra cherries.
Where's the sparkler?
Ah, forgive me. I will remedy that oversight immediately. Choke on it, fuck knuckle.
Anyway, if she's the one driving that car, then she means to do me in. I bet she wants that life insurance money. I couldn't get a hold of it till she was legally declared deceased.
How much?
Not of your beeswax.
1.5 million.
Good Lord. I'd say that's a motive for murder.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Rooms are open if you gentlemen are looking for a special friend. We've got some right lovely mommies that'll give your bet a good polish.
No thanks, barkeep.
You sure?
Looks like you could do with flying the flagpole.
Hold on. Is Paloma working tonight?
Indeed she is. I knew you'd come around. Nothing like a helping hand to crack a fat. Want me to set her up in a room?
That'll work.
All right. I'll arrange it. You want the usual?
The usual?
Well, the Luau lotion package is a classic, or we have the new Volcano Nights Lubaganza. Comes with a selection of marital aids and unlimited frangers.
Not this time.
Oh, Jesus, got a raw dogged brave man. Room 3. Give me a minute.
Hey, Wrench. I'm not really in the mood for...
No. I just need to question her. She may have been friends with Linda.
Linda?
Lady of the Road. I've been framed for her murder. Need to find out if she was put up to it and had no idea they were going to kill her.
Someone's gone to a lot of trouble to get you out of the picture.
Someone has indeed.
Patsy!
Wrench is hot on the trail of his adversary. Clues abound. A possible witness awaits. Tune in next time for another episode of the Wrench McTaggart Mysteries.
Like they say, don't ask. Oh, well, you know.
You see that this door is only open for necessary things. Every time they open that door, especially in cold weather, they cool that whole area off.
Yeah, I can see that now.
You can give them a choice. Either you get somebody else to do it, or none of my men are going. They quit. She's insulted every one of them. Like Jerry says, I know too much to be insulted by that stone.
From the depths of the outer dark come tales to bewilder, befuddle, and bemuse. Tales to surely disconcert even the most ardent traveler through static negation. They can only be Tales from Terradyne.
How can I help you, sir?
Yeah, I'd just like to deposit this check.
Okay, no problem. It will be just a moment. Here's your receipt. Is there anything else I can do for you?
Sure. How about giving me $1 million?
Of course, sir. How would you like that? Would 20s be all right? Though I'd recommend 100s if it's more economical in weight.
I was joking. I mean...
Joking? Oh, I guess you weren't aware of our new program. Any bank customer who asks can have $1 million as long as they return it by the end of the next business day.
Really? That's... Wow, but why would...
We realize that most people will never see $1 million in cash in their lifetimes. So we thought it might be nice to sort of fulfill a fantasy for them to have the chance. People tell us they do things like spread it out all over their bed and roll around on it, takes pictures with it stacked up around them, show it to their friends, things like that. Things they've seen in movies, you know. Can you pull on the bag from the drawer? It's kind of hard to fit through the tube.
There we go. Man, this bag is heavy.
Now, if you'll just sign this agreement, just grab the clipboard. There's a pen attached.
Okay, but I'm not really sure I want... Oh, what the heck. I mean, I guess it might be fun.
Completely boilerplate. So the gist is you agree to return the complete $1 million, not a cent less, by our closing time, 4:30 p.m. tomorrow afternoon.
Okay.
And please be aware that failure to return the entire sum of $1 million by that time will result in consequences. There certainly would be consequences. Dark they would be, and inescapable.
Consequences? What do you...
I believe the customer in line behind you is getting antsy.
But, no, wait a minute.
Thank you, and have a great day.
But, you... Jeez, okay.
Thank you, and have a great fucking day.
Return the money or there'll be consequences, huh? Yeah, right. Not if I'm halfway around the world. Stupid bank. Hannah, help her. Dial sister.
Dialing Mistress Fister.
Cancel. Cancel call. Dial sister.
Dialing sister.
Hey, sis. Guess what? No, my low T has nothing to do with it. I'm about to check off my bucket list. Yes, the one item I have on it. No, I won't fall in. It's not pathetic. I'm a very simple man with simple desires. Listen, I figured you should know I'll be out of the country for a while, and I... Thanks for your support. Not. All right, I'm going.
Yes, sir! How may D'Artagnan Jetways help you today?
I need a seat on your next flight. One way. Oh, and first class. Best seat you got. I'm not spending 20 hours on a plane and coach. And I want the hot towel, the fresh baked cookies, champagne, all that junk.
Any bags to check?
No way. I'm not letting this bad boy out of my sight.
It looks a tad large. Might not fit in the overhead compartment. You can always check it later.
Oh, I'll make it fit.
Very good, sir. One way to... First class seat. That'll be $5,500. Flight leaves from gate 12.
How long do I have to get to the gate?
Plenty of time, sir. Your first class ticket will whisk you through the security check.
Sounds damn good to me.
Just to be sure, are you absolutely dead set on going to...
Yeah, why? I hear was beautiful this time of year. Why are you looking at me like that? Is the money no good? Shit, did they do something to the money?
Is there a problem, Judy?
No, Mr. Tanning. I was just about to finish this gentleman's purchase.
Let's see. Oh, you're going to... Very nice this time of year.
That's what I hear. Can I have my ticket so I can get there?
So, you're absolutely sure you want to go?
Christ! Like I told the nice lady here, yes, I want to go.
And there's nothing I could say to change your mind.
No. What the hell is going on here?
There you go, sir.
And from all of us at D'Artagnan Jetways, may your flight be timely and uneventful.
Whatever.
Sir, looks like it won't fit in the overhead bin.
Oh, no. It'll fit. It has to.
Really, sir? It's not going to fit. I can check it for you. No extra charge.
This is first class. Don't you have to do what I say?
Not until we're over international waters.
Really?
Of course not. Now let's get that bag checked so it doesn't dislodge and crush the skull of that sweet little old lady next to you.
Fine. Here.
Thank you, sir. Oof. What do you have in here, $1 million? I'm joshing you, sir.
I knew that.
Get settled. The refreshment cart is on the way.
Hello there, young man. I guess we're roomies on this flight.
Yeah, I guess so.
You really got $1 million in that bag?
Huh? Of course not. Are you crazy?
Well, excuse me. Didn't mean to bother you.
Oh, no, I... Sorry.
Too late. I was thinking about giving you a handy when the lights went down, but you can forget it, Buster.
Like I'd want a handy from some old leathery, dried up...
Yes, ma'am?
This prevert just asked me for a handy.
I did not.
Sir, do I need to alert the air marshal?
This is ridiculous.
You can be zip-tied to your seat. Do I have your word that you will not ask this kind woman for a handy?
This is outrageous.
Sicko!
Sir, I need a yes or no before we can proceed.
But... Yes.
Thank you for your cooperation, sir.
Just give me a wink and I'll get to work.
Fuck off.
Hello, sir. Finding your bags okay? I'm here to help.
I don't see it. They checked it when it wouldn't fit in the overhead.
Oh, boy.
What?
Oh, geez.
What?
Are you heading to...
Yeah.
So you're the guy. I'm sorry to report the untimely yet temporary disappearance of your bag.
My bag?
Yes, sir.
Just my bag. This can't be happening.
Had, sir?
Never mind.
Once we locate your luggage, I will personally deliver it to your hotel. Where will you be staying?
I'm at the...
Very good, sir. Shouldn't take long.
Yes, sir. My name is Mr. Harrington. I'm the hotel manager. How may I help you today?
I made a reservation on your website under the name...
Okay, let me check you in. Ah, here we are, Mr. Looks like you booked the Eastern Penthouse. Wonderful view of our little island's main attraction. It's a stunner.
That's what I've heard.
Looks like you reserved with a credit card, but says you want to pay cash as you go.
That's right.
That won't be a problem. I'll just need a cash deposit for the room and the excursion you booked in advance.
Yeah, about that. I need my bag. The idiots lost it. It's en route, if you can believe them.
That's not a problem. Here's your electronic pass key. It's Penthouse East. Elevators to your left. There's an informational video that plays all day on Channel 4. It's a bit dated, but it'll tell you everything you need to know about why is a desired destination. Enjoy your stay.
Now, let's see this view. My God, it's magnificent. Never thought I'd be able to check off my bucket list, but here it is. Well, I guess I'll check out that informational video the guy mentioned.
Mount Brulanta was worshipped for thousands of years until the Spanish missionaries beat the false gods right out of those godless heathens. The Mandaren Atoll is one of several that form the Polumbric Island system on which you now stand. We are honored to have been chosen as the location for the 1983 Battle of the Network Stars next year, so book your reservations now. With Mount Brulanta as the backdrop, it's sure to be a memorable event. Local geologists believe the volcano will remain dormant for years to come, with a possible eruption no earlier than the year 2024. For now, enjoy your stay at the base of our stunning local legend.
Aw, shit. Need a flight, quick.
I'm sorry, sir. The last flight went out at 4:30.
4:30? I need to get out of here.
You and everyone else on the island.
How about a boat?
Reserved for emergency crews.
Bicycle? Hang glider?
We've decided to extend the hours of our free continental breakfast bar.
No.
Sir! Oh, sir! I have your bag safe and sound. On behalf of D'Artagnan Jetways, we appreciate your patience.
Well, at least I have my...
Untitled Whatever, Episode 3.
So no doubt you're all wondering why I asked you to meet me here today. Gentlemen, this...
Hey, Bob?
Yes, Chad?
Are more people coming? Where's Torp?
Torp's on a special assignment. This meeting is strictly intended only for those present.
But why meet in this big hotel conference room, then? There's only one, two, three, four... Four of us. Me, you, Elliot, and Chigger.
This here's serious business. Serious business requires a serious venue. It's psychological stagecraft, a potent way to impress the importance of the matter at hand on your minds. Now, as I was saying...
How much did it cost you to rent?
The fuck do you care what it cost me to rent, Chad? None of your beeswax.
Just wondered. Seems like kind of a waste of money.
Whatever. Now, you're all no doubt...
I mean, We could have just met at your trailer, right? Ow! That hurt, Bob.
As I was saying, you're all no doubt wondering why I asked you here today. Allow me to explain. Eyes on the screen behind me, fellas. See this guy? Big head, huge eyes, no nose, no ears, small mouth? This is what is popularly known as a gray, a type of alien that is said by many UFO researchers to originate in the Zeta Reticuli binary star system. But that's a load of horseshit. The grays are folklore. They don't exist. The actual aliens that actually do come from Zeta Reticuli look like regular humans. Or, at least they disguise themselves to look that way. And their leader is this guy.
Why, I've seen that fella on the TV.
Yeah, me too.
No doubt you have. The buff physique, the excessive Botox and cosmetic surgery, and most tellingly, the dyed yellow hair sculpted into a big, ridiculous curved cone hairdo. This, of course, is Banana Head, one of the most successful stand-up comics in the world.
Never heard of him.
No one cares if you've never heard of him, Chad. So here's the thing. Banana Head is notoriously unfunny, right? Wrong. My friends, in actuality, this alien being possesses the most highly advanced comic mind in the universe. Humans are not capable of recognizing the incredibly complex, subtle nuances of his wit because it's so far beyond us.
No, it can't be.
It's the truth, Elliot. As human intellect stands in relation to that of a chimp, so does the Zeta Reticulan sense of humor stand in relation to that of humans. And Banana Head is their comedic Einstein, if you will.
Wait a minute. If that's true, why is he so popular on Earth?
Good question. Reality TV fans, QAnon idiots, Trump cultists, mental defectives in general, a good 75% of the population all told, love the guy. Elliot, would you reach over and nudge Chigger?
Hey, Chigger. Come on, man. Wake up.
Huh? What's that?
Pay attention.
That's part of Banana Head's mind-boggling genius. There are multiple layers of meaning to his jokes. The simplest, most easily understood layer, the only one humans are capable of comprehending, is deliberately designed to appeal to the masses, the human masses, the ones he and the rest of his race mean to conquer and enslave. And they're living among us. Roughly 1 in 100 apparent humans is actually an alien, including, apparently, your wife, little brother.
What? The joke Willa thought was so funny that didn't make any sense.
It's a Zeta Reticulan joke, one that's not coded for lowbrow humans. It's much too sophisticated for any human to understand.
My God, wait a minute. Why did you have Chad tell it to me? Were you testing to make sure I'm not an alien?
Hey, it was nothing personal.
But we're brothers. You'd know if I was from Zeta Reticuli.
You can't be too careful these days.
Hey, Chigger, come on, man. Wake up.
Just let the old wino sleep it off. So anyway, before we move on to our plan...
We have a plan?
What did I just say, Chad? Before we move forward with implementing our plan... Out of deference to you, Elliot, I decided to do one final, definitive test to make absolutely, totally, 100% certain Willa isn't human. You know my pal and fellow trailer park denizen Torp Wampum, the guy I suggested for checking out the ventilation in your basement?
Yeah? What about him?
He's going to violate her.
What?
Not violate. What's the word I want? Seduce, I mean.
Oh. Well, that's a relief. I guess.
You see, Torp once helped a Tenakauan shaman pry a rabid squirrel out of his butthole, and, well, it's a long story. His heritage is Italian and Greek. He's about as Native American as my toothbrush. It's just a shtick he uses for grifts. But he did help that shaman, and out of gratitude, the shaman taught Torp some kind of secret ritual that would give him the power to seduce any woman he desires. Bottom line, if Willie is an alien, it won't work. But if she's human... Torp will be able to boff her, and we won't have to kill her.
Kill her?
That's the part I was getting to next, the plan. It's simple. We have to kill all the aliens. Every last one of the fuckers.
How? If 1 in 100 people are actually aliens, that's us against millions.
Yeah, it's a challenge, all right.
Oh, Chigger. For Christ's sake.
Huh? What's that?
Better check to make sure that was just a fart, Chigger, or you're paying to replace that chair you're sitting on.
Join us next time for episode 4 of Untitled Whatever.
Sorry to bother you, sir. We just have a quick question. What do you like best about American Doom?
Eh? The what? The American Doom, you say?
Yes, sir. The acclaimed, world-renowned podcast. What do you like best?
Yes, of course. I like the boobs the best. Yes, the very large, firm breasts. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I see. Thank you.
Is the best bosoms of any podcast. The Joe Rogan is nowhere near as firm, as juicy, as pliant, as...
You're tuned in to Terradyne's 10,000 Watt Giant. Giant.
Tim!
Tonight's Terror Dime players were Marge Dubois, Guy Dow Sainter, Jade Williams, Daniel Johnson, Giorgio DiNucci, Grant Balfour, Jason Canaffel, and Gary Messick.
American Doom is produced and written by J. Philip Wilkins and Gary Messick. D'Artagnan Petrochemicals thanks you for your time and attention.